right in the middle of battle. Jesus, it's your turn.
All right, so remind me the positioning and shit right now again.
Okay, so...
I know we're by three.
Yeah, there's the first guy here. He's standing up. Second guy here. Mushtaq is here. And then you guys are behind... I think Blueberry Joy is probably right next to the guy. And then Aviana's right there.
Okay.
So you're still at the front of the building.
Yeah. Okay. So I go to them.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see. What can I do here? I mean, I guess I'll just wait. Okay, so wait, how far back is the second guy?
He's about halfway.
He's halfway down the building.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to do something stupid.
Okay.
So I want to wall run down the side of the building, jump off, and kick the second guy.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah.
As Mushtaq's words ring, please stand down.
Jesus begins to run. So I'm just gonna say you do the wall run.
Okay.
I'm gonna count that as your movement, and then I want you to make an unarmed combat attack for your kick.
All right. Two hits.
Two hits. You miss him.
Okay. Well, at least I'm there.
Rest in peace.
or my centaur friend will hurt you.
Nay!
So, back at the top of the order, Aviana's up again.
Okay. So the guy is he now up again?
Yes, he's up again.
Okay. Where is the mage in comparison to him?
About halfway back on building three.
Okay. Same,
maybe 10 feet behind him or something.
Okay. Because if you push him down, what else am I doing? And push him down again.
Axe kick.
You want to push him down again?
Yeah.
All right, just roll unarmed combat. Cool.
And give him a nice shove.
Yeah, a nice shove with my claw fists. Three hits.
Yeah, he's down.
Cool. Has he been punctured?
Are you rolling with your blade hand?
Yeah, so three hits.
So it knocks him down, and it literally knocks the wind out of his lungs.
Fantastic.
Oh, man.
Did I puncture them?
No.
Okay, that'd be very cool.
That would be really cool. But
he deflates like a balloon.
He's definitely seen better days.
Nice.
Next up, Blueberry Joy.
So do we have any use for this magician, or are we just trying to kill him?
You're just trying to kill him.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like your objective here is just trying to kill everyone that you see on this mission.
Okay.
But that's up to you guys.
Okay.
That's not my call.
Do we want to ask him any questions, or I'm just going to try to shoot him?
We can ask the guys on the ground questions.
I do not want to kill them. They are just innocent security guards, as far as I know. But I cannot tell you that because I am 10 feet away from you, currently speaking to...
Yeah.
Currently speaking to the magician. As the centaur is currently on the wall.
I feel like we might have use for the dude on the ground. I'm going to just try to shoot the magician. I try to get information out of him.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to shoot the magician because he seems useless.
Okay, yeah.
He just keeps putting walls up.
You miss him.
Damn.
Well, so high up in the sky.
Yep. Okay. Next up is Egg.
The guy's still on the ground, right?
Yeah.
Well, all right. He's re on the ground.
Yeah, well, he's re on the ground.
Yes. Re on the ground.
He's been grounded.
Oh, shit.
Again.
I'm going to try and cast Compel Truth on him again.
What do you want to ask him?
I ask him if he knows where the blueprints we're looking for are and if he'll tell us where they are.
He says, I know they're here. I think, back and to the right.
Back and to the right? Okay.
Last building before you hit the woods.
Okay. I ask if we need any other information from him.
You ask the group?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do we need any other information from him?
What's his favorite color?
What's his favorite color?
It's green.
All right.
Cool. I don't think you would need to lie about that.
Yeah, that was your
Is that door
turn.
Locked to get into that place?
Oh, yeah, that's a good
question. Yeah, it's locked.
Do you have the keys?
No.
Where can we get the keys?
Probably a guard on the 8th building.
There are 6 more security guards.
Fuck.
It's on one of them.
Can you call them off?
You can't lie to them, you fool!
I didn't ask this, he did though.
There's 5 of them!
I grab his walkie and I chuck it.
Okay. It doesn't go far because it's on one of those spring coils!
Also just hits him!
Oh man, it
hits him in the face.
It hits him, it does 1 damage to him, and he dies. So he's dead. And everyone else knows you're here. This guy is dead, the first guy's dead. But
Gee, I hurt myself. I had a zit on my forehead.
The magician is still alive.
Well.
And well.
Fuck.
And
do magicians have like a magic gland?
What?
No, they don't have a magic gland. All right.
I didn't know if it was like an extra organ or something.
Yeah. No.
And you could just like pierce it and drain it.
Let's reconvene. The magician is going to run. And he's going to use his turn to run back behind the one building you see. Now that you're in between.
Can we react to him running?
No, none of you have enough initiative left.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are in between the first and second building in the second row of three. There's one building in the middle, in like a kind of row behind it by itself. And then there's another two, which I've labeled on the board there. So that would be, you see six and you can see seven, but eight is kind of obscured by six.
Okay.
So he's running back behind that one building that's there in front of the two. And now it's time to roll initiative again. First up is going to be Aviana. You guys have like run and you guys are there. You see three more security guards there.
Okay.
I guess we'll kill them all.
Okay. We just need to find the keys.
Right off the bat, one of these guys is going to take an interrupt action. He's going to put up a physical barrier again.
Why?
Because he is convinced it'll work. Because he doesn't know it won't. Because this is a different guy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll do.
I thought it was the same guy who runs away.
No, but sometimes you gotta try till it works.
I forgot my phone over there. Someone's gonna borrow these.
Okay. Go right ahead. How many do you need?
Eight.
Enough.
Oh, he's gonna cast it at force three.
Where?
One, two, three.
Okay, that's the one that Dan dropped.
Three hits.
The barrier goes up!
Whoa!
What? Oh man, what does it do?
My sock.
I think it's just a wall, right?
It's just an invisible wall.
How much does it cover?
He's making it about 10 feet high and enough to cover, like, from building six to the, like, edge of the woods.
So they're just trying to block things. They're not actually trying to hurt us. They're just trying to
stop us. Well, they're trying to fucking
us.
Protect themselves.
Yeah.
It's
understandable. You got a horse.
Or the goal.
Yeah, like we're not.
The monster coming down to you.
Definitely.
Excuse me.
Not a normal looking crew.
Yeah.
But
we got a bunch of monsters. We got some guy who smells really bad. They probably can't even tell who smells bad. They probably think
everyone. Yeah.
The walk down, we knew it wasn't bad. You.
Yeah.
All right, so this barrier's up.
And where are we in comparison to the barrier?
Pretty much right in front of it.
I'm going to fly up. Above it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you can just do that.
Your turn is gonna be you like jumping over the barrier and like landing on the other side.
Fantastic.
Is that great?
Okay. Yeah.
This mage is going to...
Walls are not a problem.
is gonna react and try and hit you.
However people are.
He's gonna try and hit you with a katana.
Nice. This might have been a bad idea.
He misses you.
Nice.
Yeah, he swings at you as you're coming down, so you can kind of anticipate it and sidestep.
Oh, can I roll?
Sure.
Can I roll for flavor?
Yeah, you can like roll onto the ground and like stick the landing.
Yeah.
As you would. Okay.
Nice.
Stick the landing and the wings like unfurl.
Yeah, that looks pretty
dramatically.
Nice. All right, so
I'm a male peacock.
That's in character.
Oh, totally. The next one is going to try and shoot you with a gun. It does hit you, so you only take three damage.
Okay.
There's another security guard there. There were three behind building six. I'm just gonna say there are numbers on the faces of these buildings, so you can tell. That makes a lot more sense than me like, oh yeah, it's six on my map, but it's not labeled. It's number six. They're like a bunch of storage houses. And he's just gonna hit you with the gun also. It hits you. You take four damage.
Four more?
Yeah, four more. Yeesh.
Nice.
You have a lot of health, though.
Yeah.
I have nine. I would have been almost dead.
Yeah. All right, Blueberry,
so
Joy.
Am I.
You're up.
Are you surprised the cyborg is stronger than the soft detective?
You're a squishy flesh boy.
All right. Hey, actually, that arm is metal.
Yeah, Blueberry Joy, it's your turn.
There's a big wall in front of me.
Okay.
And I can't shoot through it, right?
You can run around building six.
I'm not.
You can use your turn to run around the building if you would like.
Like, where would it put me? Like, behind everyone?
Yeah.
Or like, okay.
You'd be flanking them.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
I'll run around, and I have a cloak.
Yeah.
So can I conceal?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to run around and conceal.
Okay.
And wait for everyone else to come, too.
Sounds good.
Oh, wait, I should probably say on the call point, say, hey.
Hey, I'm flanking.
Hey, I'm going behind them. I don't know if I can do anything, but I'm behind them.
Okay. Mushtalk, it's your turn.
Please don't wait too long.
No, I'm waiting.
What are you doing?
Can I try to, like, destroy the barrier?
Yes, I am going to say you can try and dispel the barrier.
Would I roll my counter spell?
Yeah.
Two hits.
That's enough to do it.
Cool.
Bless. Yeah.
I like to picture, like, I just kind of put my hands in, like, rip the barrier open.
That's so
But magically.
Yeah.
So then after, I'm guessing that's a complex action.
Yes.
So I'm going to use the rest of my movement to get in their fucking face.
All right, yeah. You get, like, in between, you get in front of Aviana, basically.
Yeah.
I think that's what he would do.
Yes.
Okay. Egg, your turn.
Okay. I get close to one of them and just start... Not, like, in their face like they are, but,
yeah.
Like, close enough so I can start shooting them.
Okay, you can, you're single shot, right?
Buck.
Is this single shot?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Buckshot.
All right.
But I can take four shots with all four, right?
Yeah, you can take, what?
I have four
Not
shot.
On one turn.
Damn. Take aim and shoot, then.
Yeah, okay. Roll your pool for your gun.
Two hits on the pool of my gun.
You miss.
I probably should do that just for body rolls.
I want to, but my RNG with digital rolls is worse.
I feel. Like, I just like rolling. It's fine.
Let's see. The second guy, he's just gonna fuck off. He's gonna run away.
First
he is above his pay grade here. So he's heading for the woods. He's gonna get about halfway there. I think this.
Wait, how's
the
he get
first
into the woods?
Smart person here?
Okay,
he's
so
running.
He probably doesn't have.
He's
the
like
keys.
Halfway to the.
Are we not on roofs?
No.
What? Oh.
He runs off the roof.
That's what I was like. Did he just fucking like jump?
We have never been on roofs.
I thought we've been on roofs the entire
like,
time.
At first, there was something about the roof.
No,
right?
Yeah, you guys got the job.
Yeah, we
on
got
a
the
rooftop?
Job on a roof.
Yeah.
Which was like a three.
I
blocks
literally
from
thought
here.
We were running yeah. from roof to roof.
No. That'd be too. That'd be.
I thought we were parkouring that, across buildings.
No, you think Egg can jump?
What?
And I'm talking shit about Egg.
I could jump. I could do rooftop
jump. Could jump forever.
I could
jump forever. I get tired.
I noticed my mic was in the wrong position the whole time. Yay.
You could probably jump.
Very well. I have a gymnastics of 8.
Oh, nice. So, he's...
What's my gymnastics?
Gone 5 ever. If you guys let him.
Mine's 10.
Yeah, he's just gonna run. And Jesus, it's your turn.
All right.
Oh, mine's 8. What the fuck?
8? So everyone else is just kind of there.
Oh, maybe
yeah.
I can
okay.
You
so
flexy.
I'll run up and kick someone. Who has the lowest health? Whichever that one has.
It was the second guy.
Well.
You can get, like, an attack of opportunity, quote unquote, on him as he's running past.
Sure.
Okay.
You just stick out your arm.
kick him.
Kick him. All right.
So is the guy that's running away?
What is
the
my
guy
pool
that
for?
Got
my pool for kick
twice?
Is 7.
That's the guy you dispelled twice.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, he's like super close to dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit him once.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And he's a magician. I can't imagine they're very.
Yeah,
one,
they're squishy.
Two.
Yeah. So am I.
Three hits.
Yeah.
Fucking
you kick him
us.
And he just like falls over.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
See if he has the keys! This attack of opportunity was not, like, because I saw him coming and was like, I'm gonna kick him. It's like my horse instincts coming in, you know, if you, like, sneak up on him, they'll just,
oh
like,
my God!
Instinctively.
Oh, my God,
he kicked him!
Oh, man.
Holy shit! Fucking,
that's what happened.
Okay.
He just fucking comedically slams at the building instantly and just kind of rolls.
Also, I have a horse question for you.
Yes.
How big are your legs? Because whenever, like, I know you're a deer, but in my head you have Clydesdale hooves.
He can.
In my head I also have Clydesdale hooves.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'm gonna say
you're
that's a trait. Deer.
That's a trait of Shasta the deer is that they're absolutely thick.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah,
he's, fucking perfect. Because that's how I've been picturing Jesus this
yeah.
whole time.
You're not as tall as, like, a normal centaur would be, but you're thick as hell.
Yeah. Okay.
I picture him as, like, Almost like an elk, kind of.
Yeah. Because then when I remember deer legs, I'm like, oh man, but they're like sticks.
Yeah. All right, so
not
we need
this
to...
deer.
Aviana.
Yes.
You're up.
Can I still move okay?
Whatever you do, if you have to roll for it, you have a -3 dice pool modifier because you're hurt.
Nice.
That's a fair amount.
So, what do you want to do?
Stay behind Mooshtok.
Okay, yeah, so you can take a full defense.
Okay.
Yeah, you can drop prone. Well, that's an interrupt action, but I'm going to let you do it on this. Oh, no, that's a free action. You can drop prone.
Okay.
And just have that be your turn.
I'll assist
if you want.
When needed.
Okay. So you're on the ground. You're going to make yourself hard to hit. Great.
Cool.
Next up is one of the other security guards, not the mage. He's going to try and slash Mooshtok with a katana, not anything magical.
How much initiative do I have left? I haven't lost any because the round hasn't ended, right?
No, the round did go back to the top.
Oh,
you
back
have
to the top.
One initiative.
Parry, bitch.
Fucking parry.
All right, parry him.
Can I give my protection to Mooshtok?
What? How?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Because I don't know how you would.
I don't know either.
Just walk in front of the camera.
No.
Go back to my phone. Zero hits.
Yeah, he hits you.
You bitch.
I'm sorry.
Not you. That is Mooshtok in the cannon as he gets cut by the sword.
Yeah, it is an orc lady. How do you know?
Oh. Oh, no. Mooshtok is conflicted. He loves orc ladies.
All right. So you have to resist 10 damage.
So I have to do armor plus body?
Yeah, armor plus bod.
Body. Okay, that's a lot. It's 22. Wish I had my dice roller. Want to roll for me? All
right.
I was going to say, do you want help?
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, hit that hits button.
6 out of 22.
Wow! That's bad. You take four damage?
Ouch.
Your bug seeds.
Next is going to be the other street samurai, and he is gonna shoot Mooshtok.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, wait, no, who else is... Yeah, they won't know you're close. They just saw Jesus murder...
I'm very large. It makes sense
someone
they would
else.
Shoot me.
Oh, wait, you're here, but you have no reason to... You're not aggroing them yet.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, it would make sense. all right. Roll once more.
Two hits?
Yeah, he hits you.
Son of a bitch.
What is it? Man. Eight on Ares Predator?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Plus one. Roll... Hit that hits button.
Four hits.
Take 5 damage.
Ouch. Sorry.
Oh no.
Ouch.
What's he at?
He's also at -3.
He's almost down.
Oh, two hits
fuck.
And he's down.
What the hell?
I cannot eat bullets. Ow!
Okay, Blueberry Joy, your turn.
Somebody take a hit that isn't us.
So, like...
Wow.
Can I? So the dude is dead.
Yeah, the second guy is dead.
So how many people left are there? Two?
Three.
Three left?
Yeah.
Can I?
You haven't hit any of them.
Yeah, I know.
The only guy we hit was the guy that was already running away.
Yeah, I just got here. Can I try to see where the keys are?
With what?
My eyes.
It's dark.
How would you see that?
I have night vision.
You have night vision?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you, an elf?
No, he's a flesh boy.
I'm just a human. I picked night vision.
You picked night vision?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's one of my qualities.
Okay.
Cool.
He's a flesh boy.
Yeah.
You can see at night.
It's on the person who cast the barrier.
Okay.
The successful barrier. Yeah,
what a weak person to give keys to.
So is there only one magician?
Yeah, there's only one mage.
I think if anyone goes up there and trying to take the keys, they can just put up a barrier.
Yeah, they could just encase themselves.
Put some barrier in between the hand and the pocket.
Oh man, I'm just imagining fucking like Karin's laugh.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to tell everybody, hey, the magician has the keys.
Okay.
And
you're just gonna drop your cover then?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll drop my cover.
All right.
I feel like.
Why don't you take them?
Huh?
Why don't you take them?
Should I take them? I mean,
yeah.
I,
can
you?
I,
Is that going to do anything?
You have this thing called common sense, so the voice of God is going to tell you, you should probably not drop your cover and try and take those keys.
Okay, I'll take the keys.
I want you to make, make a con roll.
Three hits.
Okay. You take the keys, but he notices that they have been taken.
Okay.
That's it. Now everyone rolls initiative.
Okay. Did Dan go?
Dan does not have initiative left this turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He used it to kill that running away guy.
Okay.
Aviana, your turn.
Okay. What is the situation? There's three people alive.
Undamaged.
Yep. Where are they? I'm behind Mushtaq.
Yeah, they're behind Mushtaq.
Okay.
One of them is distracted because they felt a weight be lifted.
Okay. Can I try and shoot one of them with my arrow?
Yeah.
Or with my bow, I guess.
Yeah, who do you want to shoot? There are two street samurai, and one and two,
yep.
And then one magician.
Who's the closest?
The magician.
Okay. And he's like directly?
Actually, no, one of the street samurai is the closest, because the magician would be closest to you.
All right.
Blue Ridgeway.
I'll try to hit him.
One of the street sam?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like they're more important. Because they can actually kill us.
They're also in front of you, and you are very close to death, right. As am I.
I want you to roll, roll your attack.
Four hits.
It hits him.
Fantastic.
What's the damage value on the bow?
It is five.
Five, okay. He's looking worse for wear.
We did it. We hit someone.
We did damage.
And he's startled, so he's going to lose a bit of initiative.
Understandable.
Okay. Next up is going to be Egg.
All right. Am I still aiming from, like, last pass?
Yeah. No.
No?
You used that shot.
Pat, you didn't take a full turn to aim.
All right. So I'll aim and shoot again at the weaker street samurai.
Great.
Like, maybe if you're a long-range sniper, but not with a shotgun.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Three.
You miss him. Blueberry Joy.
I'm gonna try to shoot the dude just to...
Just to finish him off?
Let's stop dying. Wait, how close is he to me?
Appreciate it.
Would you just steal his key?
I mean, you have a gun. No, yeah. This is someone else.
I also have a knife.
There are like 5 feet between
you. Yeah, three of them, right?
three knives.
Yeah, there are 5 feet between you.
I'm just, God, I don't know. What's more likely to hit? I
mean, whatever has a higher pull.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Watch. Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot him with my assault rifle.
Makes sense.
Nice.
We are the best shadoos.
You miss him.
I'm just imagining you having like an allergy day, and every time you go to shoot, he just sneezes.
Mushtaq, it's your turn. Wow. Truly.
So while Mushtaq is physically hurt, he is not moving like he is. Okay. He goes up to the asshole who shot him and attempts to punch him in the face.
Wait, okay. Didn't you get shot twice?
I got sliced and then shot.
Yeah. The one who shot you is the one who's been hurt.
Right, he got an arrow in him now.
Yeah.
Where is that, by the way?
The arrow?
Inside him.
In his shoulder or something.
Okay, no, I was asking, like, where on his body did he get hit?
Oh, okay.
Three hits.
It hits him!
Beautiful. How many net hits?
He's dead.
Beautiful.
All right.
Perfect. he has no turns anymore.
Because he's in hell.
Because he's in hell. And actually, I think that's where we're going to have to call it. Thank you for listening to the Code of Conflict episode 6. This was pretty combat heavy. I don't think we will have a lot more episodes like this, but we might.
It depends on us.
Yeah, it depends on... Actually, it depends on everyone's roles, and it depends on the time we have to finish up combat encounters. So we'll be back in 2 weeks with episode 7. Will everyone survive? Probably.
Probably.
Maybe not.
Who knows?
Who knows? Dilemma, dilemma, dilemma. Okay. Oh no! There were like four more guys. Mm. I want you to live.
Spoiler.
Okay, so here's the thing. Greg got really bad resistance rolls and got hit by a lot, and I'm very frail.
No, yeah, for sure.